And Australians are being urged to sing loud and proud against domestic and family violence. Tomorrow there will be a nationwide sing-along of John Farnham's You're the Voice, with the aim of drawing attention to the crisis of domestic violence in this country. Singers Isaiah, Katie Noon, Kate Sobrano will join more than 2,500 choristers to perform this song in a Brisbane concert. The Queensland Music Festival event is being live-streamed, so choirs and individuals around the country, that means you, can join in. Jonathan Welch is the Artistic Director of Melbourne's Choir of Hard Knocks, and he's been brought in as the Choral Director of this You're the Voice concert. Jonathan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Jonathan, this event is all about putting a focus on domestic violence. Why did you sign up for this massive exercise?
Oh, well, it's something that I've very personally been touched by this issue over the last couple of years. I've very sadly had a family member involved in family violence, and I've seen the impact of that not only on my family member, but also everybody else around her. Mm. And we have, down with the School of Hard Knocks in Victoria, had a family violence music program called No Excuses, which we've run for the last couple of years, and had a women's choir where we had a special work written to address that issue. But I think
to address domestic violence.
Yes, that's right. And we've worked with Rosie Batty and her foundation down in Victoria. But I think, as the marketing advertising world would say, if you can't say it, sing it. And often, as we saw with Choir of Hard Knocks, who are now in their 11th year, can you believe? And it was a decade ago that program came into everybody's lounge rooms and address the issues of homelessness and mental health. The music really helped us, I think, to start talking about this conversation and opening up about these issues.
So, and did it help just on that? I mean, as you say, Choir of Hard Knocks deals with people who are homeless or have been or close to it. This women's choir, the No Excuses Women's Choir, did the singing about the issue, did you notice that gave any of the women some relief or helped them in any way?
Oh, absolutely. It was enormously important, I think, for them to have the feeling that they could have a voice, literally, in being able to not only speak but sing about these issues. And that particular work was actually crafted from the stories, the real stories of many of the women who'd been through family violence issues. So this Queensland Music Festival program, crafted by the wonderful Katie Noonan, is, I think, a much broader, a brushstroke on helping people to not only sing but talk about this issue of family violence here in Queensland, but more broadly around the country tomorrow. And it's very exciting. I think there's over 5,000 people now registered around the country.
It's amazing. Just on that, because we're nearly out of time, and I want to get to hear some of this song as it's already been recorded by some. But how on earth do you go about getting and conducting that many choristers, Jonathan?
Very quickly. No, it's been a very, very long and detailed process, as you can imagine. I'll have about 2,500 singers here at the Piazza in South Bank tomorrow night, which is going to be live streamed. So what I want to say to everybody out there listening around the country, you can go to qmf.org.au, and actually all the details will be there, and you can click onto the live stream from 5 o'clock with a wonderful concert that's happening before the big finale of all these magnificent singers singing You're the Voice.
What an astounding thing it will be, and I just imagine being in the room with that. Jonathan Welch, thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
That's Jonathan Welch. He'll be leading this choir, and some of the singers working with the choir, high-profile names like Kate Sobrano, Katie Noonan, Isaiah, a part of a group of Australian musicians who've already released a new version of You're the Voice as a charity single. It's all about raising money for domestic violence services. We're going to hear a little bit of that right now.
Don't live inside. Make
Well, we all know the chorus. Now it's got a new meaning. That's a new charity single to raise funds for domestic violence services. And the You're the Voice choral concert will be held at Brisbane South Bank Plaza tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It's going to be live streamed on the Queensland Music Festival website and via social media. If you've got a gang or you just want to sing along, you can stream in and do that too. And that concert's going to be attended tomorrow by Dame Quentin Bryce and Rosie Batty. The focus fair and square on domestic violence.